Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
And we now shift gears to talk about a critical aspect of South Africa's economy. So often when we talk about mining, we think of heavy gold, iron ore. But let's not forget that diamonds also create a formidable role within South Africa's mining industry. And this also speaks to an understanding of the state of diamond trading and how this is typically facilitated, especially when it comes to the beneficiation of this resource, the sale and access of this resource, and measurements and controls that are put in place by institutions, state-owned institutions, to monitor diamond trade. We join now on the line by the Chief Executive Officer for the State Diamond Trader. That is a state-owned entity that plays a critical role within monitoring diamond mines in South Africa. Nosi Mzamo joins us now on the line. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Nosi.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited for this conversation because when I took a look firstly at your history, boy oh boy, have you been in the geology space, the mining space for well over two decades. So you are a woman who has clearly always had a love, not only for diamonds, but I guess the mining environment overall and how the ground and the systems underground essentially work.
It's been an exciting journey. I've enjoyed it with a lot of challenges. But I think I've managed to be where I am because I persevered and had the drive to be a sparkle.
Literally. I like that. When I took a look at this, I thought to myself, okay, State Diamond Trader. For those who aren't familiar with the organization and the mandate that you serve, just talk us through an understanding of your role and responsibility.
State Diamond Trader is a state-owned entity that reports to the Honorable Minister Gwede Mandashe, Minerals and Petroleum Resources, and it was established 17 years ago. And its mandate is to transform the diamond industry and also ensure that there's equitable access of diamonds to historically disadvantaged South Africans. So we are there to make sure that your historically disadvantaged South Africans, they have access to raw materials of diamonds and cutting and polishing. And part of that mandate by the law of the Diamond Act, we are legislated to buy 10% of the run of mine of the diamonds produced in South Africa and make them available to historically disadvantaged South Africans for cutting and polishing purposes and jewelry manufacturing.
Got you. So I'm assuming the other 90% would be taken then exported to other markets to be beneficiated. But this 10% is specific to ensuring that black South Africans, previously disadvantaged South Africans, have an opportunity to participate in the beneficiation of this mineral.
Definitely. So a mining company will not be able to export their goods before they have then make sure that the state diamond trader has got that 10% access.
Okay, got you. This is important, right? Because not only does it speak to the growth of a sector and an industry, but we always hear about beneficiation being a key enabler for economic growth in South Africa. You've been at the organization now since 2023. Talk to us about some of the strides and the economic contribution that the state diamond trader has facilitated. Entrepreneurs who have grown, businesses who have seen ongoing participation and just, I guess, a heightened level of focus on the diamond industry.
One of the key projects of the State Diamond Trader is an enterprise development program, which is where we take youth, women, to train them in understanding cutting and polishing, diamond evaluation, business entrepreneurship of diamond beneficiation. We take them on a three-year program where we expose them to our highly established clients, where then they will give them training. And after 3 years, we will then support them under our wing to ensure then they are able to have their own business and then they are able to run their own business. And a part of support that we provide to them, we ensure then they have access to markets, international markets, mm-hmm. where we take them to Hong Kong, a jewelry fair, where then they sell their cut and polished diamonds. But because these markets have been international, we then have an initiative which then as a state diamond trader will be launching on the 2nd of February in Cape Town, and which is the South African Diamond Show, which is an inaugural and first of its own in South Africa and in Africa. And this exhibition show, our clients will be exhibiting their cut and polished diamonds, also their jewelry that they have manufactured. And one will ask, why this period? It is because in Cape Town, it is that time of the year where it is the Africa mining indaba. So the world is already in Cape Town. So we thought this is an opportune moment for us. While then there is an established brand, which is the Africa mining indaba, that we can ride on and introduce this diamond show, where can then we can provide a market where our clients can sell their diamonds to the world.
Got you. If there are interested parties who want to get in touch and also work as diamond traders, is that opportunity still present?
There's always an opportunity. So they can contact our offices. We should be starting another program because it is a three-year program where we train these young individuals. So the ones that we have, they're almost at the end of their program, where then they will advertise on our website for an intake. But we are also looking at partnering with Mine Qualifications Authority, where we can open up this training program so that we can have more South Africans, especially with the challenges that our country is facing in terms of creation of jobs, where we can then make sure that more young people are able to have this entrepreneurial skills of cutting and polishing of diamonds.
Got you. And the concerns around lab-grown diamonds, does that add a, is it a factor negatively impacting your industry at all?
It has, definitely, which is one of the reasons why we are having this diamond show, because we thought it is important that let's educate consumers. Why natural diamonds? Why is it important that you will want to have a ring that has a natural diamond compared to a lab-grown diamond? Because your lab-grown diamonds, once they get out of the store, they lose its value. But when you own a natural diamond, it keeps its value. Then you can also even resell it at a later stage. You can even keep it for generations. And with the beauty of a natural diamond is that it is rare, it is unique. Mm-hmm. It is not the same. Each diamond is different. I mean, I love diamonds. And I will never want to have a diamond that has been cooked in a microwave. I will always sell a natural diamond.
Oh, Sis Nosipio, you clearly love all things that sparkle, so we like that. A woman who knows her carrots, and I'm not referring to the vegetable here. Such a pleasure speaking to you, and looking forward to seeing more of your growth and development at the mining in Daba. We'll be on the ground, so we'll be sure to find your stall and interact to see more of the impact that you're having on entrepreneurs in the country.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. That's Sis Nosipho Mzamo, CEO of the State Diamond Trader.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.